Very pleased to be joined now by John Angus McDonald from The Trues. John Angus, it's an exciting time here. We've got a couple of weeks with your tour upcoming. How excited is everybody to be back on tour?
Oh, we're very excited. You know, it's always nice when you have a record full of new material you get to play and go back to these great cities and towns that we've been to many times over the years, but with a new set and new songs and new enthusiasm. So yeah, we're all very excited about it.
And you're on tour for your Bloody Light album. Can you just touch on creating that album and how it felt for everybody and to have that out there now and then to be on tour? Just touch on the album. And like you said, you have new material now for the tour. How was creating that album?
It was, you know, kind of a long process. We spent most of 2023 and 2024 getting material together, and we kind of had a few like false starts with some other producers. And then it wasn't until we started showing material to Brett and Jay Emmons from Glorious Sons, who are old friends of mine. I, you know, discovered them early on and produced their first couple of albums. They, you know, decided to return the favor, I guess, and, you know, offered to sort of produce some tracks for us because they, you know, they're fans of our bands going, or of our band going back a long time. And they have sort of strong opinions about what our best material might be. And they're not, you know, shy about holding back those opinions. So once we started showing songs to Brett and Jay, they started giving us like some feedback, and then we realized like we were kind of onto something. And we ended up cutting, you know, 8 of the 12 songs in like 7 days in October of, you know, the end of 2024, I guess. And then the songs started coming out about 4 months later. And, you know, the way that records get worked these days, you kind of, you know, leak out the singles in every few months. So we spent most of 2025 putting out singles, like one in February, one in March, one in June, one in like September, and then the record dropped in October. And we've been just really stoked with the whole album cycle, to be honest. We had a number one at radio for the first time in a really long time, and the feedback amongst our diehard fans, you know, has been really fantastic. This is record number 8, so you never know how people are going to react when you're this deep into your career, but we've been pretty encouraged by the feedback so far.
Do you have a favorite memory of making that?
Probably when we cut the song The Bloody Light, which was the first song we got together to do with Brett and Jay at a studio here just outside of Hamilton. And it was just the unknown of it. Like, we went into the studio with really no concept of how this song was going to turn out. And I don't know if you know the tune, but it's a pretty like adventurous arrangement. It starts out in like, you know, 6/8 time, and then morphs into this kind of rocking thing, and it kind of goes on an epic ride over 5 minutes. And I guess it was just the unknown of how it was going to turn out that had us all kind of fired up. And then, you know, a day later, we had this thing in the can that we were all high-fiving and going, wow, we got to do more. So when that kind of enthusiasm is alive in the studio, it's really infectious. It's what you're chasing, you know, through all this different creative process.
It sounds like it was really rewarding as well, and now you get to take all of that hard work in the studio and bring it to a live show. What gets you fired up about doing these live shows, John Angus?
Well, like as I said earlier, you know, we've been a band for a long time, you know, over 20 years. And, you know, some of these songs have been with us, you know, Not Ready to Go and Tired of Waiting, for instance. They came out in 2003. And these are songs that we still play. And we're grateful, you know, that we have these hits that have sustained our career over time. But that being said, like, it's fun to do that and then play something new and play something that keeps us on our toes. And it's something that's a little closer to where we are now as people, songs we've written more recently. That really, like, fires us up to get back out on the road. And to be honest, it gives the old songs new energy because, like, everybody's just much more sort of with it and a little more, I don't know, I guess on our toes is the way to put it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the fact that we have Eddie and the Dirty Boys, which Steve, who engineered The Bloody Light, who's also in The Glorious Sons, and Jay, who's in The Glorious Sons, and Adam, who's in The Sons, they have a side project called Eddie and the Dirty Boys. We thought it'd be only fitting to have them out opening the shows since it's sort of like all in the family, this record and this tour. So I look forward to seeing them every night. And, you know, it's going to be a new adventure, a new experience. There's a lot of unpredictability when you're ripping through Canada in February. You never know what you're going to get, but I know it'll be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding with, you know, like you said, just the way it can be, especially here in Canada. If somebody has never seen a Trues show before and they want to come to their first one for this Bloody Light tour, if you could sum up maybe how it would be, can you predict how this tour or the show is going to be?
Well, we just came off of something called the Rock Boat, which is like a floating festival through the Caribbean. They call it the world's greatest, you know, festival on the water, floating festival. And we did 3 shows in about 5 days on that thing. And I think that the band is playing like at a pretty, you know, top level at the moment, if I can say so myself. I feel like we've really come together as a unit, you know, over this record. And I feel like the band's playing in a powerful way. And so I think it'll be good. You know, I think the energy is going to be good in the room. We always encourage a lot of singing along, like screaming along, whatever you have the capacity to do. And I feel like, you know, one of the things we have carried with us from our East Coast roots is that sense of community, you know, that sense of like bringing people together, singing a song under one roof, and kind of bringing some joy into these weird times.
Absolutely. And speaking of community, is there a message or is there something that you want people to feel after seeing a true show live, especially on this Bloody Light tour?
I just hope that it brings some joy to people, you know, because I still get that out of going to see live music. Like a really great show has, you know, saved my life more than once. You know, like life can be so heavy and there's all these things, you know, there's these stresses and there's mortgages and there's kids and there's everything. There's, you know, there's politics and there's all these things in life that can just sort of pile up. And I feel like the purpose of a show is to sort of let all that kind of melt away for an hour and a half or 2 hours and sort of leave with a smile on your face and hopefully, you know, ringing ears and a little tired.
Is that why you still do this and make music and go on these shows, John Angus?
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah, I always tell people, like, the hour and a half that we play, I would do that for free. It's everything else you got to pay me for. You know, the things that kind of get old are, you know, another airport line, you know, another hotel room, another sound check, another, you know, crappy restaurant meal or whatever. But again, that all melts away for the moment we hit the stage. And I realized, like, I would do this as long as I'm able, you know. We do, it's like something cathartic about it. There's something about getting to express yourself in that way in front of people and doing it together with a community of people that it's like an irreplaceable feeling, really.
Absolutely. That was really well said. The True's back on tour for their Bloody Light tour, making a stop in Vancouver February 13th and in Edmonton and Calgary February 15th and February 16th. John Angus, it's sure to be a fantastic show. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, man, and hope to see you out at the shows.
Absolutely. Really appreciate this.